from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
NewsTalkZB, time to talk travel. Megan Singleton, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
And once again, you are preparing for a mammoth trip.
Yes, I am. I'm heading off to the US for about 3.5 to 4 weeks. And some listeners might remember that a wee while ago we talked about passport validity dates, you know?
Yep.
And people had thought, and as did I, that we needed 6 months validity on our passports to get into the US. So after much hoo-ha following that, and a phone call from the consulate, I realised that New Zealand has signed an addendum, which means that we can travel to the US just for the entire validity of our passport. However, I'm heading off next Saturday from Christchurch to Nandi and then to LA on Fiji Airways, because they want to show South Islanders that you can go one stop to LA through Fiji rather than through Auckland. So I woke in the middle of the night, as you do, and I suddenly thought, what is Fiji's passport requirements? And sure enough, they require 6 months. So suddenly I needed a new passport, and I shot off to the pharmacy, got a photo. These days they give it to you on a CD, you bring it home, you upload it, apply for your passport online, and within 48 hours, it was just normal turnaround, I didn't request a fast one, 48 hours I had it in my hand.
Wow, that is impressive.
Yeah, pretty impressive.
Mm.
So, and it's, of course, it's only a 5-year passport, I've just finished now my 10-year passport. So I'm very excited I'll be able to actually use the eyeball scanners in the airport.
Yeah, well, didn't Mr. Key say that he's changing that back to 10 years soon? Because,
yeah,
you know, with all these six-month things, it's like your passport only lasts for 4.
I know, but he'll do that after I've got mine.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, so that's great. So anyway, so that's all exciting. So I'm all good to go. And so the other thing I'm doing is I'm putting together my own little itinerary through the US, and I just thought I'd talk to you about this today because there is a very good reason why people should use a travel agent, and I am not, and I'm winging it, so this potentially could be a problem. So we're flying into LA, that's fine, and I'll talk to you from there in a couple of weeks' time, and then I've booked myself a flight over to Washington DC, a single one-way sector, and then I'm going to meet with friends and I'm going to make my way to Philadelphia, then I'm flying a single sector from Philadelphia to Chicago to watch the All Blacks game.
Oh, you're joking.
And I think they'll do better than South Africa against the Americans.
Yeah.
But because I've booked all these single sectors myself, and it is cheap, you know, you can just get online, I search all the search engines, and don't forget that Southwest Airlines are not listed on major search engines like Expedia and Skyscanner. They actually have to go to their own website for that.
Yep.
So anyway, do all the price checks, but I've got all these individual tickets and itineraries. So if someone cancels for whatever reason and I'm trying to make a connection, no one takes responsibility for it. Whereas if you'd booked through a travel agent and it was all on one international ticket, you would be okay. And the other thing too is I'm flying United Airlines across the US and I'm having to pay an extra $25 for my suitcases. Whereas if you booked on one international ticket, you'd get your luggage free.
Right. So sometimes it pays to get the professionals in.
Yeah. So big fan of the travel agent, but we'll cross our fingers because I've got a few. I don't have to, you know, make it to any particular deadline to each destination.
I can't believe your trip. I've always not believed. You're the best travel correspondent in the world because so many times you're actually reporting from somewhere else in the world. But the fact that your next trip includes seeing the All Blacks in Chicago is just sickening, which is why I'm going to hang up on you now.
No. Do you know what? I've worked it out. I will be in the stadium when you go live, when you broadcast your show.
Oh, very good.
We're going to talk from the stadium if we can make it happen.
That's fantastic stuff. Okay, no, you're okay. All your advice about passport expiry dates, which is very important for anybody traveling, I've already put up on my Facebook page. Megan Singleton, we'll talk again next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye.